Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Kitchen Politics 123. We thank you for joining us. I'm David Franklin in New Mexico.
Hi, good evening, everyone. This is Lori Pickup from Michigan. I hope everyone is doing well. And we have an informational show set up for this evening. Lots of stuff.
Indeed. Yes, and DeSantis versus Newsom is going to start at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Fox
mm-hmm.
News. And, you know, I don't know. I feel embarrassed for Ron DeSantis already. Newsom will, like, chew him up and spit him out. You know, there's no contest.
Well, David, I was watching it for a few minutes, about
mm-hmm.
15 minutes. And DeSantis talks over Gavin Newsom. He keeps interrupting
mm-hmm.
him and just keeps
mm-hmm.
on blabbering.
Mm-hmm.
He's very rude. And then Gavin Newsom keeps telling him, you know, let me speak. And he just has
mm-hmm.
this fake phony smile on his mouth, you know, because he cannot take any sort of criticism. No criticism
mm-hmm.
is allowed,
mm-hmm.
you know. So given how
Newsom completely embarrassed Hannity during his interview with him, I'm shocked that DeSantis agreed to this debate, you know.
Yeah.
So DeSantis needs to be ready for Newsom. And, you know, he's not. You know, no Republican is. Newsom way, you know, tear him apart.
Yeah, he, you know, Gavin Newsom was already, you know, talking about the unemployment rate in the country and, you know, all the things that
mm-hmm.
Biden has done. And, you know, of course, DeSantis basically told him, no, you're lying. That's not true. I mean, come
mm-hmm.
on. You know, so that's enough for that because he got my blood pressure up.
Yeah, DeSantis has already announced for 2008 election for the Republican nomination.
Mm-hmm.
So he's jumping, you know, ahead of himself, really. Things that anybody will take him seriously. But, well,
mm-hmm.
no, that's not the case. So anyway, folks, season 6, episode 11, Gaslit Nation. How could anybody believe that God sent a moron like Donald Trump as a chosen one? The chosen one in quotation. Can someone please call us and explain that to us? Explain as if we're 5-year-olds. The number to call is 515-605-9802. Say your first name and where you're calling from. Visit our website at www.kitchenpolitics123.com. We have great t-shirts, coffee mugs, and all those good things on sale starting
mm-hmm.
tomorrow, December 1st, 2023. So this is Kitchen
mm-hmm.
Politics 123 Radio Show with me, David Franklin, and Laura Picker. We're not anti-social, just anti-stupid. Let's get cooking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the first thing on the agenda is Speaker Johnson says that he has real reservations over expelling Santos as GOP support grows from ousting New York congressman. And according
mm-hmm.
to CNN, you know, Santos from the House, they don't want to expel him from the House since New York Republican has yet to be convicted of a crime, even though GOP
mm-hmm.
supporters support Gross to make him just the 6th member of the chamber ever to be formally ousted from a seat in the face of damning allegations about his conduct. So Santos has survived previous attempts to remove him from the House, but momentum is building for the latest effort after the release of a scathing report by the House Ethics Committee earlier this month, which concluded that he, quote, sought to fraudulently exploit every aspect of his House candidacy for his own personal financial profit, end quote. So this renewed push to expel Santos presents a leadership test for the newly elected speaker as he navigates competing opinions within his conference. And as Republicans weigh how to vote, some argue it is imperative to expel the congressman given the findings of the ethics investigation. But others have raised concern over due process given that Santos has not been convicted in the court of law. So I'm trying to parse thing here. And, if he were to be expelled, Santos would be the first House member to be ousted without having been convicted or having supported the Confederacy. House Republicans also control a very narrow majority, and expulsion would shrink even further. And this is what Speaker Johnson said Wednesday morning, quote, "We have not whipped the vote, and we wouldn't. I trust that people will make that decision thoughtfully and in good faith. I personally have real reservations about doing this. I'm concerned about a precedent that may not be set for that." So, he's trying to protect George Santos, a liar and manipulator. Mm-hmm. And Johnson's comment that he has reservations won't provide political cover for members to vote in favor of expulsion, which could make it harder for some Republicans to support such moves. So the Ethics Committee last week came out with their report, and it was scathing. It was brutal. And George Santos announced he will not seek re-election to the House next year following the Ethics Committee's release in a long-awaited report on last Thursday, which concluded that there is substantial evidence that New York congressmen use campaign funds for personal purposes, such as Botox, such as OnlyFans, and, clothing and other fashionable things. So the committee said it's uncovered additional uncharted and unlawful conduct by Congressman Santos that goes beyond the criminal investigation already pending against him, and would immediately refer to the allegations to the Justice Department for further investigation. Santos engaged in, quote, knowingly and willful violations with regards to financial disclosure statement filled with the House, according to the panel, and, quote, knowingly caused his campaign committee to file false or incomplete reports with the Federal Election Commission, end quote. So the committee concluded that Santos sought to fraudulently exploit every aspect of the House, his House candidacy, for his own personal financial profit. And following the release of the report, Santos announced that he will not seek re-election, though he remained defiant and announced an investigation, calling it a biased report. So, what do you think about this? Do you think they'll expel him? Because some Republicans are not on board yet. They say he hasn't been convicted in a court of law. But the amount of charges against him, was it 19, I think it was, federal charges? There's no way he can escape that and everything.
I have the charges right here. I'll go through them real quick, and then I'll give you my opinion what I think is going on. The Justice Department announced 13 federal charges against him on May 10th, including wire fraud, money laundering, theft of public funds, and making false statements to Congress. The charges stem from fraudulent schemes and brazen misrepresentations that were meant to enrich Santos as he ran for Congress and the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York, Breon Peace. The indictment outlined three schemes that Santos was allegedly involved in. prosecutors said Santos defrauded campaign donors by inducing them to contribute to a limited liability company that he controlled, and then the money for his personal expenses, like you talked about, the luxury clothes, credit card payments, car payments. He applied for unemployment insurance benefits from the New York State in the early days of the COVID-19 pandemic, according to the indictment. He falsely told labor officials he was unemployed, even though he was earning $120,000 a year from a Florida-based investment firm, the indictment said. He's got a lot of guts. They also allege that Santos misled Congress about his financial circumstances on the disclosure statements he as part of his congressional campaign. In October, Santos was in additional 10 counts that accused him of conspiracy to commit offenses against the United States, wire fraud, making false statements to the Federal Election Committee, falsifying records, aggravated identity theft, and excess device fraud. In total, he is charged with one count of conspiracy to commit offense against the United States, two counts of wire fraud, two counts of making materially false statements to the Federal Election Committee, two counts of falsifying records submitted to obstruct the FEC, two counts of aggravated identity theft, one count of access device fraud, seven counts of wire fraud, three counts of money laundering, one count of theft of public funds, two counts of making false statements to the United States House of Representatives. I mean, and then he was also accused of stealing his campaign donors' identity, racking up thousands of dollars in unauthorized charges on their credit cards to benefit his campaign and himself personally. Some of the money was transferred to his bank account, prosecutors said. That's unbelievable. And the other thing, there's one last thing. The superseding indictment also accused him of falsifying campaign finance reports in order to hit fundraising benchmarks and bolster his campaign, while falsely claiming he had loaned his campaign $500,000. So he pleaded guilty to all the charges, and his trial is set to begin in September. So this is really interesting. And so then we have John, the Speaker of the House, who has a very narrow margin in the House, as we already know. So my guess is they're using this that he's not been convicted yet, you know, term, scheme, however you want to put it, so that they don't lose his vote, because they know that he will vote with the MAGA Republicans. That would be the only reason that makes any sense, in my opinion.
Wow. Imagine if that were a Democrat. They'd want an expulsion immediately, and Democrats themselves would want an expulsion immediately because, you know, we saw what happened to the senator from Minnesota, former senator Al Franken. You know, nothing happened. It was just like posing, and it was pre-arranged and everything. He didn't touch the woman, but yet still Democrats threw him on the bus. And because, you know, necessity, because of the thin majority, Republicans are backing this clown and loser, and he has nerve to say that it's a witch hunt going after him to try to expel him from the House. And he deserves everything because, you know, that's lying, that's cheating, that's stealing, and that's federal offensive. Well, you know, stealing, you know, other people's credit card and what have you. You know, if we're a regular person, they'd be awaiting in jail, awaiting their trial. But because he's in Congress, just like Donald Trump, he was a president, special treatment, two-tier system, sickening. And I swear to God, a lot of people are going to be angry if and when Donald Trump, if he's not convicted after going through the criminal thing, his trials and everything. Because nobody deserves special treatment. Nixon didn't get special treatment. No president got special treatment. So why is Donald Trump any different? You know? So to hell with Republicans and hypocrisy.
Yeah, it's just disgusting. And we know this is how they roll. And they expect the American people to just roll over for them. And we're not going to do that. It's ridiculous. We have to demand justice. Absolutely.
Yes. So, Elaine, been waiting for nearly 10 minutes now. I think we should go through and then go on to the next topic. Hello, Elaine. Welcome to Kitchen Erotics. What's coming?
Good evening, folks. I don't understand why DeSantis is getting away. You do pronounce it DeSantis, right?
Yeah, okay.
It sounds like the other one, the other criminal in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Your election laws, I thought, were tight. I don't understand why they haven't called for him to resign through the election board. You have to file papers on top of papers. And they do their due diligence and let you know immediately or within a timely fashion what you're doing wrong. I don't understand this.
Well, like I said, I think the only reason that he is still standing as he is and, you know, in front of the cameras and, you know, acting like a victim, you know, playing victim is because I think that Johnson has his back right now. I really do. That's my opinion. Why did they have a closed meeting? Why did Johnson and him have a closed meeting the day before yesterday? Because Johnson needs him to vote the way he wants him to vote. That's the only reason why. That is it.
I agree with that totally because of the fact last week when they were interviewing him, he acted a little on the frightened side. And today, he's belligerent, like, it's not going to happen to me attitude.
Yeah. Exactly. Absolutely right.
It's just too much. Much too much already.
If you watched him, like, last week or the week before, the other times, when the media was chasing him around the halls of Congress, he would literally run away from them and slam the door in their faces. Not today. After he spoke to Johnson, he was very bold and he was very condescending to the press. And also, like I said, he was a smart ass as well. So he got a little talking to. He was probably told by Johnson, don't worry, we have your back. You're going to be here for a while longer. That's the only thing that makes sense.
I mean, this is just blowing my mind because I know that even if you borrow somebody's car to ride in a parade, you have to list that. All of that has to be listed. If you lend your campaign money, you have to show what bank or what check you wrote to your campaign fund. And I don't think it deviates from a local office to a federal office. If anything, I think the federal office would have more rules.
They do, Elaine, but you know, we are in a time right now, we're in a time in our history, I should say, that they don't follow the rules. They haven't followed the rules. They're not made to follow the rules.
This angers me because I ran for office and I know how hard the person that handled my books, hard it was for them to make sure that they dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's and that everything was above board. And I even kept triple records just in case somebody wanted to be nasty and investigate. And it makes me sick to see him get away with this.
I couldn't even
ride in a parade and borrow somebody's car because the man happened to own a business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, he's not going to get away with it. This is all temporary, in my opinion. But it's very unfair. And all they're doing is showing the American people that they do not honor the laws, the protections. You know, they can elect who they want. They can let run who they want. They have Marjorie Taylor Greene. We have Boebert. We have, you know, all these clowns in there. And none of them are going by any sort of decorum in that, in the House floor. And this is what we see. We have a clown show. So
we have laws for order, law and order.
Mm-hmm.
everybody else is following them except them. Well, this is definitely a two-tier system.
Of course it is. Mm-hmm. We've said that over and over again.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, Pete Buttigieg and Mike Johnson, the House Speaker, that
mm-hmm.
came to verbal clashes because, as you know,
mm-hmm.
Mike Johnson is homophobic and he believes
mm-hmm.
in Christianity and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a devout Christian, and Pete Buttigieg, the transport secretary, doing a fantastic job and everything. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, Buttigieg had a response for the House Speaker about same-sex relations being the dark harbinger
mm-hmm.
of chaos back on him. And so Buttigieg had the perfect reply
mm-hmm.
on Johnson's homophobic views. And Transport Secretary perfectly flipped the new House Speaker claim about same-sex relations being the dark harbinger. So on Thursday's broadcast of The Late Show, host Stephen Colbert noted how election denier Johnson record on LGBTQ+ issues. What's the word? Awful. Colbert asked Buttigieg, so how do you work with a guy who argues the same-sex relations are the dark harbinger of chaos and sexual anarchy that could doom even the strongest republic? So Buttigieg initially sighed, and he said, quote, look, I'll work with anybody who can help us get good transportation available to the American people. And then the Biden
mm-hmm.
White House cabinet member then, however, suggested that he just invite the speaker to spend some time at his house. He shares with his husband, Chastain Buttigieg, and their twins, whom the couple welcomed in
mm-hmm.
2021. And then
mm-hmm.
Colbert said, he told Colbert, I don't know, maybe we'll just have him over. if he could see what it's like when I come home from work and Chas is bringing the kids home from daycare or vice versa, and one of us is getting the mac and cheese ready and the other's microwaving those freezer meatballs, which are great cheat code if you've got toddlers and you need them to feed quickly and no one won't take their shoes off and who needs a diaper change, blah, blah, blah. You know, so, the Buttigieg was saying that there's a love of God inside that household. And that was very classy of him. He didn't stoop down to Mike Johnson's level and everything. And
mm-hmm.
allegedly, in New Orleans, there is this man who is threatening to go public, saying that he was Speaker Johnson's lover for many years. You know, because
mm-hmm.
Speaker Johnson, like, you know, is a Bible thumper and everything. And,
mm-hmm.
So it would be funny, hilarious even, if this guy come out and say what he has to say and back it up with receipts, because we see that time and time again where Republicans blast the LGBTQ community, but yet still behind
mm-hmm.
closed doors. You know, you have our shenanigans where, you know, they think that if they don't take it up the butt, then they're not gay. But giving it is, you know, quite normal. You know, so,
mm-hmm.
my God, the hypocrisy never stops. It's vomitous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
you better believe
mm-hmm.
it. There is. There's no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
And Pete Buttigieg is a first-class human being. He's intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
He's articulate. Actually, he's more than intelligent. I think he's brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And he's articulate. He's fast on his feet when he talks. He has an answer for everything. He has been all
mm-hmm.
over the country, transportation, you know, trying to improve transportation all over the
mm-hmm.
country, trying to make and, you know, better the roads and the railroads and our, of course, our airlines and et cetera. He's been all over the country. He's always everywhere. And, you know, and he gets nothing but just, you know, this rhetoric of, are they jealous? I mean, what is it? you know, we see that he's doing a good job. We see that he's
mm-hmm.
on his feet and he's moving forward and he's doing things, you know, the way in bringing President Biden's, bills that he has passed, that they have all passed, and he's bringing them to life. That's what he's trying to do. And
mm-hmm,
here
mm-hmm.
we have Republicans that are constantly, you know, badgering him. I've seen it so
mm-hmm.
many times. That,
yeah,
and he's
I have a theory. They're obsessed with gay sex, and some of them,
mm-hmm.
you know, probably having gay sex behind closed doors, you know, but
well,
being the hypocrites that they are, you know, the mm-hmm. you know, they don't have any shame, basically. And they try to shame people based on their sexual identity or basically color, you know. These people just out of their minds, basically, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think about it, Elaine?
They're
mm-hmm.
totally out of their minds. There's a thing called the
mm-hmm.
Ten Commandments. In the Ten Commandments,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't say, thou shalt hate thy gay people.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I have never read it.
The Bible. Yeah, the Bible
ten
said nothing about
stinking rules. Ten easy
mm-hmm.
stinking rules, and these right-wing religious fanatics can't live by them.
Mm-hmm.
They can't.
No.
The one that they break all the time is they're forever
mm-hmm.
stealing from us. And the other one
mm-hmm.
they break all the time is they're always coveting somebody else's woman.
Mm-hmm.
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 Yeah.
Yeah, like I said.
They can't
know.
Even live by 10 stinking rules. And then and they go around like a bunch of hypocrites and they point fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Because Mike Johnson's wife, for example, she panicked when he became speak and delete her website comparing homosexuality to bestiality, you know,
mm-hmm.
which is absurd.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Mm-hmm. And disgraceful.
And, you know, who made them so superior that they think that what they say we have to live by? We don't have to live by shit from what they say. We can live by
mm-hmm.
what we feel is right for ourselves. Mike Johnson
mm-hmm.
and that whole group of, you know, these Christians, these born-agains, whatever they are, you know,
mm-hmm.
they want to believe what they want to believe. Believe it.
Mm-hmm.
But just leave
mm-hmm.
these people that don't want to believe their beliefs out of it. That's it. Leave us the hell alone.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to believe
mm-hmm.
what they We don't have to listen to their rhetoric. We don't have to listen
mm-hmm.
to them tell us that, you know, gay sex is bad and, you know, you're going to go to hell and all this other crap. It's baloney. It's baloney.
Yeah. And people out there listening, don't be fooled by the good manners and the softness of this new MAGA speaker, Mike Johnson, because he went down to Trump Mar-a-Lago to pay homage. To the
yep.
clown, the orange
mm-hmm.
Jesus, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And oh, speaking
yep.
of orange Jesus, we'll have to get that book by Liz Cheney, former congresswoman from
yeah.
Wyoming.
Yeah.
You know,
definitely.
I hear a lot of good things
mm-hmm.
About that book and everything. And hopefully it'll be on the bestsellers list soon. You know, she called
mm-hmm.
out a lot of Republicans by name, which is refreshing
mm-hmm.
because, you know, MAGA, Republicans in the House and in the Senate so afraid of Donald Trump that, you know,
mm-hmm.
behind closed doors, they hate his guts, but in public, they defend him. You know, that's not showing fortitude and standing up for your country,
yeah.
putting a man over the Constitution of the United States, and that's bad. That's bad form.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Terrible.
Mm-hmm,
well, these
mm-hmm.
so-called Christians just make me sick because an atheist is following the 10 rules. If they didn't, they'd
mm-hmm.
be in prison.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They
mm-hmm.
aren't killing the atheists out there aren't killing anybody. They're not coveting
mm-hmm.
nobody's wife. They're not stealing. And I say those are the three main ones that you definitely need to get along in society. I can't remember
mm-hmm.
the other seven off the cuff of my head
mm-hmm.
right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm just getting sick and tired of them pointing fingers. take those fingers and you know what, point in the mirror that you're looking at, because you're the ones they're the ones that are the hypocrites.
Mm-hmm.
And who the hell cares what somebody does in the privacy of their bedroom?
Exactly. What's more big government than that?
Yes, and they're not even just hypocrites; they're liars, and they can look at you bold face, look right into that camera, and they can lie bold face and not even flinch. That's
and
scary.
Smile and compliment you as they stab you in the back.
Yeah, absolutely.
In fact, they aren't even stabbing you in the back anymore. They're stabbing you as they're looking at you.
Yep.
What do you think about House Speaker's son monitoring his porn intake? For a Christian, that's not very Christian-like, is it? You know?
I've never heard anything so ridiculous in my – I truly have never heard of anything so I can't even – ridiculous. I mean, I don't know what else to say. I was shocked by it. I don't even – the logic behind it. What kind of logic is that? What is that?
Who does that? I had a family in my neighborhood. They had about 5 or 6 kids. And the kids built a tree fort in one of the vacant fields. And one windy day, the most dirtiest, rottenest magazines come flying out of that tree house from the kids from that house.
Yep.
But they're the first ones to say that when they sell their house, they're going to sell their house to Americans. And I said, to what? Americans like us. Like what? Like us?
I know.
Mm-hmm.
It's hysterical.
I mean, listen, if one is so inclined to watch porn, whether gay porn or straight porn or kinky porn, you know, knock yourself out, you know, but as long as you don't tell other people what to do in their own house, you know, and as long as it's not bestiality or necrophiliac or children, then, hey, have at it, you know, but especially
but
if you're an evangelical Christian.
This particular house and this particular tree house, what was done, it was up there with children under the age of 12 and under.
They were
taking their brother, who was about 18 at the time, his magazines, probably his father's too. But the mother read her Bible.
And then there was this preacher. I'm trying to queue up a clip for you. It was about a year ago or so, where he called for the mass execution of gay people in this wild rant and everything. I mean, it's so sickening. You know, what gives them a right to play, you know, judge, jury, executioner? You know, so I'm going to play the small clip and everything about this preacher. This clip is from the Young Turks and everything. And it's so shocking, really, because his name is Dawson, A-W-E-S is his last name. I don't know how you pronounce that. Owls, Dawson Owls. And he went completely unhinged. Went ranting, calling for all gay people in the country to be murdered by the government. You know what I mean? How? And even Mike Pence said it once, though. So without further ado, here is this crazy clip by this preacher man.
The answer is a solution for the homosexual in 2022, here in the New Testament, here in the Book of Romans, that they are worthy of death. These people should be put to death. Every single homosexual in our country should be charged with the crime, the abomination of homosexuality that they have. They should be convicted in a lawful trial. They should be sentenced with death. They should be lined up against the wall and shot in the back of the head. That's what God teaches. That's what the Bible says. If you don't like it, you don't like God's word, because that is what God says.
Yes, so same. Very disturbing, very disturbing, you know.
What happened to the Ten Commandments? I'm going to start reminding these people. What happened to the Ten Commandments? Thou shalt not kill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not part of religious training. That's part of normal
mm-hmm.
living.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess you know, the cherry pick the Bible to suit their purposes and
that's
twist things
right.
up. Yeah, yeah.
I'm sending
I'm
you something people. Right, David. I'm sending you something
mm-hmm.
right now that just broke just a couple hours ago, and it's the topic is perfect for what we were just talking about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, about Mike Johnson's accept award from
yeah.
a group that calls LGBTQ people satanic groomers.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes. So since becoming the House Speaker, Mike Johnson has tried to downplay, this is from the LGBTQ Nation magazine, downplay extreme anti-LGBTQ beliefs. But next week he will deliver a keynote speech at a gala for the National Association of Christian Lawmakers, or NACL. There he will receive the NACL American Patriot Award for Christian honor and courage, prove that he remains just as anti-LGBTQ as ever. So the NACL is an anti-abortion, anti-LGBTQ plus Christian nationalist group that provides carbon copy, quote-unquote, biblical legislation for conservative lawmakers to introduce nationwide. When will it get through their head that, you know, there's a separation between church and state, you know?
They're convinced they're not.
And...
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. What you're saying.
No, it's okay. I want to just finish the article, then we'll talk.
Mm-hmm. So the group claims that they have over 1,000 supporting members and elected officials in all 50 states. It also has ties to other massively influential anti-queer conservative groups. The group's founder is Jason Rapert. Wow, what a name. Has said LGBTQ people and their allies are a satanic cult of child groomers who want to turn kids queer. He also thinks that the separation of church and state is a myth. As a recently named appointee to Arkansas Library Board, Rapert plans to defy courts and prosecute librarians who refuse to ban books with queer content. For far too long, Rapert has said, quote, "We have allowed one political party in our nation to hold up Sodom and Gomorrah as a goal to be achieved rather than a sin to be shunned. We need to take authority so that in our school boards, our city council, our state legislators in Congress, that we got people that love God and want to do what is right in the sight of God and man," end quote. Yes, I'm not going to read no more of this because it's just ridiculous
no.
and a waste of time, really. So, you know, what's your take on this NACL idiotic thing?
Well, this is basically what Project 2025 is. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, this is basically part of it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's for national Christianity, or what, is that what they call it? You know,
Christian,
they want to make it a Christian nation.
Christian nationalism.
Yeah, that's it. That's what they want to do, you know. And
mm-hmm.
this is basically part of Project 2025. So who knows?
Mm-hmm.
They may have contributed to part of Project 2025 in that 50 groups, you know, that
mm-hmm.
have donated and given ideas. So
mm-hmm.
this is where we are in this country. And how many times, I mean, we have stressed over and over, it's alarming because they want a so-called Christian nation. And they also want to be, I call them dictators, because I feel that it's a word that we all can just completely understand the minute you say it. You know, they want to be dictators. They want to tell us what religion we have to follow. You know,
mm-hmm.
they want
mm-hmm.
prayers in school. But they don't understand that this country, like David has said many times, is a melting pot of all different nationalities and all different religions, all kinds of religions. So how do they think that they are going to make this work?
Mm-hmm.
what gives them the idea that we are all going to bow down to them and just think that they're going to let this happen. It's not. We're not mm-hmm. going to let it happen. Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They believe in fairy tales and, you know, the sky daddy and everything. And, you know, I mean, hey, if that's your religion, knock yourself out. But don't force your Christianity or any religion on, you know, people. You know, people just want to live. And so, okay, I'm going to give an example. Suppose you never heard about Christianity before or any religion, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So by some act of nature, you die. And that person never know about Christianity. Does that person, mm-hmm. you know, go to heaven, or because they didn't give up their self to Jesus and God and what have you? Is that person going to hell? No, not necessarily. You know, Christianity
no.
is not about, you know, saying one thing, doing another thing. It's about, you know, mm-hmm. your deeds, not just your words.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these
yeah.
white nationalist Christians, you know, the claim to be Christians, but, you know, they're anti-immigrant. They're anti, if you're not white, you know, then they're against you and everything. You know, so
mm-hmm.
it's like, so one thing, but do another thing. You know, what
mm-hmm.
would Jesus do? He wouldn't drown the immigrants who are trying to make a decent living by coming to America.
Absolutely.
In Texas, you know, and throw people back in the water and make barbed wire cut them and kill them. You know,
yeah.
well, Jesus wouldn't do that. So,
yeah.
again, the double standard and hypocrisy is, like, terrifying as well as is, you know, nauseating.
Mm-hmm. You better believe
mm.
it.
Yeah.
You better believe it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thing is that I'm hoping that people are waking up to see the hypocrisy, the hate that this party is reeling around the world. They're just basically,
mm-hmm.
you know, just, okay, they used to just kind of say things and behind closed doors. The Republican Party wasn't really a party that, I mean, they had ideas, but they were more, you know, tax cuts for the rich, and you know what I'm trying to say. But now the cruelty of what they want to do, they're saying it out loud. They're saying it out loud. And if they're saying it out loud, you better believe what they're saying, because they mean what they're saying. And I don't understand why they're saying it out loud, but I think they don't care anymore. Because I truly believe that they think that they're going to win in 2024. They truly do. Maybe they know something we don't know. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, but
why
but they will win, because what happened in the midterm elections in Virginia, in Ohio, in Pennsylvania, you know, people literally, the loss in the blowout, basically, because women need the right to choose. There are different reasons women want to have an abortion or get an abortion. And it's nobody's goddamn business between her, her doctor, and whichever deity she believes in, you know? So they need to get off the high horse, the pedestal, and stop acting a fool, because, you know, the American people are in those states have spoken. Deep Red Ohio voted almost 70%. In passing and enshrining in their state constitution that a woman has a right to choose. And, you know, based on what I've been hearing from friends, is that the Republican majority state legislator and also the governor, DeWine, want to reverse what the people voted on. So say, there again, you have, you know, Trumpism taking over, and they're trying to be, what's the word I'm looking for? Tyrannical in terms of, you know, overturning the people's vote. You know, that's wow.
Exactly what I'm trying to say. When they tell you that what they mean it. That, I mean, they have a plan. They do have a plan. It's not like a have a plan. You know, they want to move the country forward, and the plans that they have are for the people, you know, for their jobs, for their health care, for all of that. And, you mm-hmm. know, for unions, you know, everything to move the country forward, green energy. I mean, we could go mm-hmm. on and on. But trying to say is that, you know, if you look at, you know, one is negative, the other one is positive. And the Republicans mm-hmm. are negative. Everything is, you know, hateful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you want to remember that starting in the 80s, they changed the narrative. Everything mm-hmm. that they are trying to accomplish now, they changed mm-hmm. the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
Abortion, mm-hmm. Those are family planning clinics. They are
yes, they
not
are.
Abortion clinics. They change
no,
the narrative.
Not. Yes,
women, help yourself, a helping hand to somebody who needs help was for the health, mm-hmm. safety, and welfare of the populace. They changed
yes.
the word welfare.
Mm-hmm.
They changed the word mm-hmm. welfare to make it mean I don't want to work, I'm not going to work, and I'm going to have 100,000 kids. Mm-hmm. That's what I don't understand here in this scenario.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have 100,000 kids on welfare, but you can't go to the family planning clinic. You can't get
mm-hmm.
contraceptives. Change
mm-hmm.
the narrative. And we've sat back
mm-hmm.
and let them. We have got to learn how to start changing it. I remember when Camille first called in. He kept referring to the people that were coming across the border as illegals. And
mm-hmm.
I hope you don't mind, but I've corrected them quite a few times. They aren't illegal.
Mm-hmm.
They are
no.
immigrants.
Yeah.
When they hide in the shadows mm-hmm. and sneak over, that's illegal.
Mm-hmm.
But these
mm-hmm.
people are out in the open. They aren't illegal. They change the
mm-hmm.
narrative. A person walking into this country asking for asylum, asking for citizenship,
yeah.
they changed it to illegal. And we let them.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a big thing on MSNBC yesterday that the press doesn't even know how to answer them anymore.
Mm-hmm. No.
Mm-hmm.
And they're asylum seekers. They're just coming here because who in their right mind would as a family, when you have little children, you have backpacks on, and you're crossing
mm-hmm.
the water, like you're crossing this huge amount of water. I mean, it's a lake, an ocean, whatever, wherever they're coming from. And you know, a fear of drowning, or if they're coming in a small boat, and what if that boat capsizes? I mean, these people are taking risks of their... And they're taking risks, and they know that they might die before they even reach the shore. So you know that where they're coming from has got to be worse if they're risking their own lives and their children's lives, for God's sakes. Does anyone
mm-hmm.
think about that?
There's
really?
Just people coming across the southern border. I've got people in my neighborhood that talk about going from country to country, getting
mm-hmm.
work, going from one country to the next, going to safe countries to get to America.
Oh, I'm sure.
Having
I'm sure.
jobs in these different countries and then getting visas to go to another country, and coming over here. And so that
mm-hmm.
they can settle in America. And I've got a few neighbors now. I think they're questioning the fact why they came here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The hate is awful. The hate is it's rampant.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, they have to remember that this country was built on immigrants. We don't,
mm-hmm.
you know, that is history. It was built on immigrants. They came over
mm-hmm.
here and they put this country to work. I mean,
no, we've
still
got
mm-hmm.
immigrants that came over here and carried their hate with them also. It's not
yeah.
just
mm-hmm.
these white religious, right-wing, white
mm-hmm.
boy, white girl characters. We
mm-hmm.
have other nationalities that came over and carried their hate with them. I remember that Lebanese man that I'm going to talk about again. I won't mention his name. But I'll tell you, he couldn't say one nice thing about a Jewish person. And I used to look at him and I said, you know, you're wrong. I've got Jewish friends.
Yeah, well, like I said.
Then what, another remark that he made, which made me sick, was he said, you know why you got trouble with the blacks in this country? Now, I'm quoting him. And I looked at him and he said, we didn't free our slaves in Lebanon, but you freed your slaves.
Yeah,
that's the attitude a lot of people have brought to this country. And we got to start waking up and start talking. And talking back.
Okay, moving on now. The next thing is that, what's his face? Henry Kissinger, the warmonger, the gravelly voice. He died recently. He died on Wednesday, in fact, in his Connecticut home, age 100. And you know, those of you remember when there was carpet bombing in Cambodia, a lot of people lost arms and legs, and a lot of people died because of this carpet bombing. So, you know, him being awarded Nobel Peace Prize has to be the irony of the century, you know, because this man was no good. He was evil. You know, are there anybody to call and tell me otherwise? So he was Secretary of State under Richard Nixon, and and he was an academic who became a celebrity. He was Jewish, and as a teenager, he fled Nazi Germany. He's a self-confessed secret swinger who dated pinups, a Machiavellian advisor to, you know, American presidents after Nixon. He changed the course of history and a workaholic who remained active beyond his last birthday. So I can give him that, you know. For somebody up there in his 90s, right up to 100, he worked till his very last breath. So, you know, what do you think about the legacy of this man, Henry Kissinger?
I don't have much, you know, to say about him. He lived to be 100, and I do kind of remember him back in the 70s, and you're right about the Cold War, and he served, you know, as National Security Advisor, and I know that there was a lot of controversy around him, and, you know, but do I remember all the details? No, I was, you know, I do not, but, you know, many did like him for whatever, you know, they thought he was brilliant and he was a statesman and, you know, said he was a war criminal, you know, for support to the anti-communist dictatorships, especially in Latin America. That was in his later years. So, you know, his travels were circa, by efforts by some countries to arrest question about him and the U.S. foreign policy. So, like I said, I really don't know a whole lot about Kissinger. I didn't follow him, and he's been out of the, you know, news and everything else for, I guess, for a long time. So I just thought, well, he lived to 100.
Yes, yeah, so Kissinger's life story has the elements of a classic U.S. immigration story. He was born in 1923 in Furth, Germany. He was a devout Jewish. He was from a devout Jewish middle class family, and with the rising tide of anti-Semitism in the 30s in Germany, they fled the Third Reich and settled in New York in 1938. You know, so that's the background to his story. And Kissinger served in the U.S. Army in Germany and saw combat during the decisive and brutal Battle of the Bulge. As a native German speaker, he was assigned counterintelligence role and earned a Bronze Star, tracking down former Gestapo officers. So at least he did something right. He returned to the United States in 1947 to start a celebrated academic career at Harvard, and that led to a part-time White House advisory role under President John F. Kennedy and Lyndon Johnson, and set him a path of his life's work. And he chided moralizing. Kissinger chided colleagues in, for the Cold War era moralizing and called for a pragmatism. He was a devout anti-communist, which is a good thing. He would use conventional and nuclear weapons as a deterrent rather than threat of all-out nuclear retaliation. So he built his fame by presenting and representing himself as a quintessential European realist, lent to an immature and naive America to teach her the harsh and immutable laws of international relations. You know, so there's some good, but there is a lot of bad because, you know, you know, when you weigh the scales, trust me, he was a bad dude. You know, he wasn't a good person in terms of, you know, like I said, in Cambodia, you know, he ordered a Secretary of State and he advised Nixon to bomb Cambodia. That was an unavoidable war. And, you know, a lot of people died and lost limbs and what have you. You know, it was just abysmal. And for him to get a Nobel Peace Prize, you know, the irony is rich. You know, Elaine, what do you think about Kissinger? Was he a good person, bad person?
I cannot tell you. That's one person I've never followed him. I really couldn't tell you.
Yeah, me either.
All I remember is that the Vietnam War was probably one of the most horrible things that we could encounter. Other than that, I couldn't. I did learn something, which was rather interesting, that when Nixon knew that he was on his way out, he invited Kissinger to his, I guess, office and wanted Kissinger to pray with him. But they stopped the story right there. They don't tell the rest of it. I'm curious what happened.
I don't know. Interesting.
I don't either. But I don't know. I couldn't tell you anything about him. Now, Madeleine Albright, but the world to her.
I do. So then President Joe Biden waited nearly 24 hours after the announcement of Kissinger's death to issue a statement saying that they often strongly disagreed, but Kissinger's fierce intellect and profound strategic focus was evident. That's basically all he had to say about him.
Well, it kind of came at a bad time. They're burying Mrs. Carter, and a lot of things have come out about her that I didn't know.
I know.
She made sure that all of her staff, especially the girls, got the same wage as the boys. And she said that there would be no staff if they weren't going to get the same wage. And she's the one that made sure that from then on the girls got the same money as the boys.
Yeah.
So there was a lot, you know, there was the funeral for Mrs. Carter, and after all, she is the president's wife, so I guess in the pecking order, she'd be above Kissinger, and that was during the height of the funeral and everything, so.
I
don't think that President Biden did this on purpose, waited 24 hours.
That,
you know, he was there at the funeral, and
I don't know if you saw Amy Carter reading a love letter from Jimmy Carter to Rosalynn. Lord, I haven't seen the whole thing, but the first 2 minutes, I'm like, nah, I'm not in a frame of mind to, like, you know, sit down and look at it.
Yeah, I didn't either. I heard a little bit of it, and I felt the same way. Rosalynn Carter basically, she gave orders before she died, you know, to take care of, you know, of Jimmy Carter and, you know, to make sure that he does what he's supposed to, and he is going to, he going to be taken home. He's taken home from the hospital now, and he's going to, you know, be in his home for the rest of his hospice. And she was waiting, you know, she's waiting for him with open arms. It did. It was very touching.
Yes, man. So I'm going to play a short clip of A. McCarter reading the love letter to Rosalind Carter from Jimmy Carter. They were married for 77 years, the longest in the history of presidential history. This is A. McCarter reading that love letter, the eulogy, since Jimmy Carter was unable to speak and everything because he had, has had a couple of strokes and, you know, he's was in hospice, like you say, and suffering from cancer. So here's A. McCarter, the former first daughter of the United States.
Something that is hard to read without crying. My mom spent most of her life in love with my dad. Their partnership and love story was a defining feature of her life. Because he isn't able to speak to you today, I am going to share some of his words about loving and missing. This is from a letter he wrote 75 years ago while he was serving in the Navy. My darling, every time I have ever been away from you, I have been thrilled when I returned to discover just how wonderful you are. While I am away, I try to convince myself that you really are not, could not be, as sweet and beautiful as I remember. But when I see you, I fall in love with you all over again. Does that seem strange to you? It doesn't to me. Goodbye, darling. Until tomorrow. Jimmy.
Yeah, that was the highest I could turn it up. I hope people heard it or was it able to hear it. Yeah, that was touching.
It's beautiful.
Yes. So halfway through the show now, this is Kitchen Politics 1, 2, 3, Season 6, Episode 11, Gaslit Nation is a topic. And, you know, call us in. Tell us what you think about, you know, Donald Trump, a moron like Donald Trump. Why is he the chosen one by evangelicals and white nationalists? Can someone please explain to us, you know, what's going on in their thinking? Because I gave up a long time ago trying to, like, figure out these people. You know, he screwed them over in economic things, giving tax cuts to the wealth and the wealthiest 1% and to corporations. And, I mean, how could anybody vote for a person who wouldn't even, you know, piss on you if you're on fire? He mocked them, saying that, oh, you know, he loves the poor, the educated. That's an insult. And when you hear that speech or that rambling, it wasn't a speech. They're applauding and cheering and clapping like crazy lunatics, you know?
I know.
I mean, I just don't understand these people. So call us in, 515-605-9802. Visit kitchenpolitics123.com. We'll have all sorts of great things on the merch department opening tomorrow officially to the public. We'll have great T-shirts, coffee mugs, bumper stickers, adjustable baseball caps and so on. So hopefully, you know, you could join us and, you know, help us out as we grow the channel and as we grow the website. And Laurie had a spectacular article that came out today about elderly Americans, and you should read it. You know, it's the latest article, and I'm going to write one soon, and hopefully sometime next week it's going to come out. Yeah, so, okay, so next thing on the agenda tonight, Elon Musk. Yeah, he told major advertisers in person to go fuck themselves, quoting, quoting him. So, you know, Elon Musk saying, telling them to go fuck themselves on Wednesday, who abandoned Twitter, or refused to call it X, Twitter, over his anti-Semitic and conspiratorial post, throwing a normal Calm Media Summit off, rails during its closing session.
So, you know, he's basically a spoiled rich kid who didn't get his own way. And while appearing on the New York Times annual Deal Book Summit, Musk accused major companies like Disney and Washington Post of wanting to blackmail him with advertising and denouncing them for abandoning his platform and speculating they will fail for their decision. So this clown and lunatic and spoiled rich kid, you know, his father was a diamond gems, you know, gemstones and everything. He was rich going in, you know, he was a self-made billionaire by no shot. So, you know, when he throws tantrums like this, it's laughable, you know. He doesn't get his own way. Like Donald Trump, he's used to getting his own way, you know. So he paid $44 billion for Twitter. I know it's all, it's how much it's worth, $19 billion now. So that's a big loss, you know. if I were he, I'd just go hide on that rock because he's no, he's just, I don't know. But anyway, 515-605-9802. And we have, Susie calling from Michigan. Hello, Susie. What's cooking?
How you doing, Susie. Guys? Hi.
Good, how are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm thinking, you know, Trump and Musk are rich, spoiled brats that only think about themselves. They cannot relate to the common man. They think they're above all us, you know, all of us. They have the same personality. One is really stupid, the orange monster. The other one is brilliant, but they both can't relate to people. They were talking about that on The View today, how he's brilliant, Musk is brilliant, but he cannot relate and talk to people, the common man. He holds himself above everybody, you know. And the other one is the same way, but he's really stupid and dangerous.
Very dangerous.
And I think the reason he got the orange monster got to be president is because, you know, there's this far-right fascist movement in our country. And with the help of Russia and China spilling all this poison online, people are getting brainwashed. And so, of course, they picked him. You know? And we're all suffering for it. And it's going to be catastrophe it gets back there. I mean, he's, I mean, the stuff he's spewing nowadays, you know, I'm going to put all anybody that said anything bad about me in jail, in prison. He wants to get MSNBC offline, off the TV. Because they said things about him, the truth, but he doesn't like it.
There's an article there, David, about his plans. He has, and like I said a little while ago, pay attention to what he's saying, because the only time he tells the truth is when he says these sort of things, you know, and he's telling the truth because this is, he's spewing his anger and his hatred, and he's telling us basically what he wants to do if and he gets elected. And, you know, he wants to do a mass deportation operation, a new Muslim ban, tariffs on all imported goods, and freedom cities built on federal land. Let me see what else is here. His ideas and issues he focuses on most are wildly different from, of course, President Biden. If implemented, Trump's plans would represent a dramatic government overhaul, and that's Project 2025, once again, arguably more consequential than his other first term. His presidency, especially the early days, was marked by chaos, infighting, and a wave of hostility. Hastily written executive orders that were quickly overturned by the courts. So he just plans to do harm. You know, basically that is it. You know, he also came out and said that Obamacare, you know, he's got this thing with Obamacare now and the former President Obama. You know, I don't know why he's got a beef with him, but he does. And he wants to get rid of, yeah, you're probably right, David. He wants to get rid of Obamacare and replace it with what? I don't know. So
Congress couldn't give a better, you know, since Obama, even during the Obama years, the Republicans
right.
kept on talking against his health care program,
right.
but they haven't done a damn thing. Not one
yep.
thing. They haven't brought anything forward. They're just useless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know,
go ahead, David.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Remember your point. Do you know that recent poll of voters 18 to 29 years old, you know, the president, Biden, was up by 15 points, 10 to 15 points against
mm-hmm.
Orange Jesus. And again,
mm-hmm.
we don't really believe in polls because we saw what happened in 2016. And we saw what happened in the 2022 midterm elections where they said, oh,
mm-hmm.
Republicans will win this red wave, you know, the quote-unquote
mm-hmm.
liberal media, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can't really watch polls and everything. He was up in a general election mock-up, Biden 47%, Trump 40%, you know, if it was one-on-one. You can't really look at polls, really. Just, you know, a warning
no.
that, you know.
Well,
polls
Pennsylvania, they just had it on the last word just a few minutes ago. Pennsylvania ran a poll on the value issues of their voters. Who do your values are most with, Biden or Trump? 46% went with Biden, 35% went Trump. But he doesn't have
mm-hmm.
any values, so that ain't saying much. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Point.
Mm-hmm. And we have the flip side. You know, we have President Biden who wants to, you know, he wants to complete his goals, you know, like on civil rights, taxes, social services. He wants to immigration. He wants to have, you know, immigration. I mean, they need to do something with immigration, absolutely. You know, it's a mess. So, I mean, President Biden wants to finish all of these things that are good for the country. And then we have, you know, the total 180 degree opposite, you know, in Trump, you know, wanting to take, you know, they're talking about, of course, Social Security and Medicare. They want to, you know, not abolish it, but they want to, you know, of
cut
course,
it.
Probably cut it. And,
yeah.
you know, they're
and that's
so
what we paid into. Every working person paid into Medicare and Social Security all
yeah.
their working
yeah.
lives. It's ours.
Yeah.
It's not Trump's. And,
no.
you know, the only thing he wants to do is cut all regulations,
mm-hmm.
and he wants to give tax breaks to the rich and the big corporations
mm-hmm.
and let
yeah.
them have monopolies and
mm-hmm.
pollute the earth. There's no restrictions. Now, in Alaska, they said today they want to build a copper mine in this
mm-hmm.
area that is the center of all the eagles of the world
mm-hmm.
fly in the winter because it's a hot spring and they stay there all winter. And they
mm-hmm.
got thousands and thousands of eagles, and they want to put a copper mine. And you know what that's going to happen? Pollute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The locals don't want it.
Of course. No, I'm sure they mm-hmm. don't want it. No.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and like I said, you know, President Biden has the people's best interest, you know, in his conscience, in his mind, you know, like his goals for child care, community college, prescription drugs, you know, I mean, there's so much to finish. You know, he wants better
mm-hmm.
access to the ballot box, you know, all of that. And
mm-hmm.
you know,
I know, and the
you know,
Republicans are completely opposite, and they have no shame. They are,
mm-hmm.
as we say in Italian, putanas, because...
Yeah.
Oh, wait,
yeah.
before you go further, I hear a terrible backseat.
Our speaker was in at a infrastructure thing in his state, taking credit for it, even today, this weekend, and he voted against it. You know,
of course.
So he's taking credit for something Biden did, and he voted against it. I mean, they're they're two-faced. I don't know how they can, you know, look anybody in the eye and say they're worth a damn.
Nope.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. They're good liars. They can do it. Yes, man. So Willa Geis, a year ago, had an interview with Hillary Clinton about Trump winning 2024 elections, and Hillary basically said that it could be the end of democracy. So I'm going to play some of that now and everything. And everything what Hillary said about this man, Orange Jesus, came to light and came to pass, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that was right.
And ridicule. So let's hear Hillary Clinton on Trump possibly winning 2024.
If I were a betting person right now, I'd say Trump is going to run again. I mean, he seems to be setting himself up to do that. And if he's not held accountable, then he gets to do it again. I think that could be the end of our democracy, not to be too, you know, pointed about it. But I want people to understand that this is a make or break point. If he were, or someone of his ilk, were once again to be elected president, and if especially he had a Congress that would do his bidding, you will not recognize our country.
So given everything you just described, do you ever have moments of responsibility or even guilt about what's happened?
Of course, because I tried to warn people. I tried to make the case that this was really dangerous. The people he was allied with, what they were saying, what he might do. And I do think but for Jim Comey and the stunt he pulled 10 days before the election, I would have won. I feel terrible about not stopping him and the people around him. But I feel like now everybody can see for themselves what kind of leader he is. And clearly there were people who liked what they saw, despite what I see as the real dangers to our country. They turned out and voted for him. And he's trying to get it set up so that will happen again for him, even if he loses, as he did twice, the popular vote.
So what do you see as the state of the Democratic Party right now?
I think that it is a time for some, you know, careful thinking about what wins elections, and not just in deep blue districts where a Democrat and a liberal Democrat or so-called progressive Democrat is going to win. I understand why people want to argue for their priorities. That's what they believe they were elected to do. So, look, I'm all about having vigorous debate. I think it's good, and it gives people a chance to be part of the process. But at the end of the day, it means nothing if we don't have a Congress that will get things done, and we don't have a White House that we can count on to be sane and sober and stable and productive.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't make it any more clear than what
When was
said.
America last great?
For me, I would say the turning point for our country was 1913 when we passed the 17th Amendment.
It was like back when, like, women couldn't vote?
Yeah, 912, back up, but again, let's
like that
go
would
back.
Say that's kind of your sweet spot right there.
Absolutely.
What year was America great?
When it was founded.
Except for the slavery stuff.
Except for the slavery stuff, you know?
I think we were probably our strongest immediately post-World War II.
So around the 1950s?
Yeah, mid-40s, 50s.
I mean, I think the 50s was great other than... you know, segregation and women's rights.
Look, we can sit here and paint negative faces of all times in America.
Correct.
When was America left?
Yeah, so there you have it. The misogynist, Trump MAGA supporters, losers, just like the Orange Jesus and everything. Hillary Clinton has always been right in everything. And when she said, when she said during the campaign, during her acceptance speech and everything, people mocked her, ridiculed her, the news media was ripping her apart, even the liberal ones, or the so-called liberal ones, and they gave Trump all the opportunity, free press and everything. And is that they're not learning? No.
No.
Did you notice that those Trumpers didn't say it was America was great during Trump?
Mm-hmm.
Of course not. Well, they...
When was America great? They're talking World War II and stuff like that, but they didn't say it during Trump's
I know. Presidency.
Yeah.
Well, Mitch McConnell grew up pair of balls because somebody in the media asked him, what does he feel about Trump 2024 campaign? And his response was, there was no room in the Republican Party for anti-Semitism. So even though he said that, why would he still support Donald Trump to, you know, if he became a Republican nominee? He's like talking on both sides of your mouth. These Republicans are sickening, hypocritical, losers.
They're only there to get the money from the big corporations and voting the way the corporations want. That's it. It's money and power and screw the public.
That right. Oh, by the way, Trump, he got another, his gag order was reinstated today, the civil tax fraud case. So we'll see how that works out.
But that's all. He can't criticize the clerk in the judge's chambers.
No.
That's the only thing. But she's getting majorly harassed and threatened and everything.
But
he can say what he wants about the judge and the lawyers and everything, though.
Yeah. I don't understand why he chose to pick on the clerk. I mean, she's a clerk. She's just there in the court just doing her job. And
he doesn't know what a clerk does.
It's a woman.
And she was handing notes to the judge. He thinks he's given her she's given him a cheat sheet, you know? He's stupid. He doesn't know what they're supposed to do because he never goes to court. He has his minions do it.
Did Orange Jesus imply that the court clerk and the judge was having some sexual relations or some nonsense like that?
I don't know. I didn't hear that.
He did mention that. I heard that.
This is how sick and delusional Trump is. You know, he has a sick mind.
Sick
bastard. Yes, he is.
Well,
so the reinstated gag order, so he can't speak to the media regarding the judge and the clerk and what else is attached to this gag order, this reinstated gag order. Don't talk about the case, period.
All they said on the news today was strictly he cannot say anything about the clerk or anyone that works for the judge. They didn't say, said he can criticize the judge like he's been. Criticize the city of New York and all that stuff, but he can't say anything about the employees there because they're public workers. And that's about it. It's not enough, I don't think, but that's what it is.
No, I don't think it's enough either. Throw his butt in prison, you know?
Yeah, so in less than 48 hours is the New Hampshire primary. Do you think Nikki Haley will win, or will Chris Christie win, or DeSantis? You know, and if Chris Christie don't come a strong second, for example, because like with the Koch brothers and the Koch industries just back Nikki Haley, she's expected to win New Hampshire. If Chris Christie come a distant third, do you think he should drop out of the race? Because he's the only sane out of all of them. I mean, they're all crazy, don't get me wrong, but you know, when you listen to him criticize Trump, he and Asa Hutchins, he was the governor of Arkansas, you know, were the only one with testicular fortitude to stand up to Trump. You know, if Christie don't come a strong second in New Hampshire, do you think his campaign is over?
Very possible, but hard to tell. But I think I don't think DeSantis is going to go anywhere, you know, I should say. I don't think he's going to go anywhere. And
I haven't
Haley,
seen his name or heard his name on TV or in papers at all in a long time.
Yeah, his campaign is crumbling and falling apart because campaign staff fighting against each other, even fist fighting each other. I expect him to I expect him to drop out after at least Iowa caucuses,
He's not doing well, you know. He keep rebooting this campaign, and he just keep falling short, and, you know, people mocking him, and that smile or, you know, this plastic smile he gives. You know, it's just creepy. It's creepy as hell. Stop it, Rhonda Staten. Stop creeping
out. Yeah, he is a creep. He's a fan.
Well, I don't know what Nikki Haley did, but she must be dancing the Koch brothers' little tune.
Yep.
Because, you know, we know that the religious right isn't that crazy about women.
Mm-mm.
Uh-huh.
Oh, they think women are supposed to be pregnant and barefooted. They don't. They really would love to take the vote away from us. They would love to push us back in the house and tell us when we can come out. So, you know, with all this support and throwing her way, I see it as she is willing to dance their little tune to the limit. To everything they ask her, she will do. She is going to become their messiah again.
Hypothetical situation, ladies. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Lori.
I think she's a flip-flopper. I really do. I think she just, you know, blows with the wind. And, you know, her. I think her stance on abortion has changed quite a few times already. So who knows?
She wants to be elected, so she, goes with the flow.
Absolutely.
Okay,
and, you
so
know, she doesn't use her real name either, so
that bothers me the most. Bothers me 1,000%.
And she said she would have a prayer.
And said that there was a reason for doing it. You know, I could accept that. I could accept that. If she maybe grew up in an area where she was getting teased or beat up or that type of thing. But we all know why she changed her name.
Yep.
Okay, big hypothetical situation. Suppose Vivek Ramaswamy was a nominee for 2024. Do you think that President Biden would destroy him in any debate? Or do you think because he's such a bully and talk over people, you know how these Republicans think that, you know, once they're shouting over you that they're winning the argument? You know, how do you think, you know, a hypothetical, Ramaswamy versus Biden in any debate? I think Biden would destroy him. You know, keep cool.
I'd hate to
collected.
Be the monitor. The mediator in that one, he won't shut up, just like Trump never shut up. He kept on talking over Biden all the time, and Swamy is even slicker.
He loves himself talking and everything. He's in love with himself. Vomit-inducing, Vivek Ramaswamy. Yes. So, folks, remember to visit the website, kitchenpolitics123.com, because we're going to have, starting tomorrow, merchandise sale of T-shirts, adjustable baseball caps, bumper stickers, coffee mugs, etc. And, you know, I want to get the show, you know, keep moving forward and get the message out there to America that, you know, voting is important. The 18 to 25 age group, most of them are turned on politics now because of Donald Trump and the Republican garbage going on. They're anti-woman, they're anti-LGBTQ, they're anti-immigrant, they're anti-choice, they're anti-everything, or they're pro-choice, sorry, and they're anti-gun control, everything that, you know, a majority of the population is against, that they're for. And it's damaging to democracy because we saw in 2021, January 6th, what they tried to do, overthrowing and overturning the will of the people. And, you know, even on a popular vote for a second time running, the Democrat got more popular votes than Donald Trump, you know. So, you know, and he started already saying that if he's a nominee and if he runs against Joe Biden and lose, it's because they set it up that way and they cheated him, you know. So, enough is enough. Hopefully
the justice system prevail and put this man away for the rest of his life with no chance of parole. Mm-hmm. And even if a Republican president comes in, God forbid, you know, he can't escape the state prosecution in Georgia and in New York, mm-hmm. you know, tax evasion and RICO. You know, so he's doomed. He has to go to jail no matter what, according to the experts. You know, so let's mm-hmm. keep our fingers crossed and everything. Make sure you register to vote. Vote up and down Democrat from president, federal level, right to statewide level, right to community level in terms of council, city council, and school boards mm-hmm. and everything, even to dog catcher, because Republicans are not good people. I mean, a majority of them are not good people, but we'll have Liz Cheney, whose book came out, and she named names, so big props to Liz Cheney in Wyoming. Hopefully mm-hmm. she can come on the show one day, along with Kamala Harris, different nights, of course, you know, because we need some semblance of order and less craziness in politics. It's so goddamn toxic that people who usually vote are turned off against. We'll see how much people, 31 House members, not running for re-election in 2024 because it's so stalemate and so toxic mm-hmm. and nothing is moving forward in terms of, you know, compromising and moving America forward. Yeah, and it's Republicans' fault because every time Democrats bring something to the table, they say no. Mm-hmm. And Republicans expect, these MAGA Republicans expect when they bring nonsense to the House floor
mm-hmm.
that Democrats will just fall in line, and that will never happen, you know? Not because we don't want to move America forward, but these ideas and these proposals and these bills that Republicans put in forward is dangerous for the country. And, mm-hmm. you know, Donald Trump taking credit for Roe versus Wade being overturned and everything. I didn't know he was all of a sudden on the Supreme Court, you know? He's a master mm-hmm. of everything. You know, he knows more than the generals in the armed forces. You know, he knows. He's just a genius. You know. Yeah, yeah. Genius in quotes. Mm-hmm. Stable mm-hmm. genius.
Mm-hmm. In quotes,
sick.
For sure.
He needs to be put away. And when he gets put away, hopefully in a padded cell, for his own good. Go ahead, Lori.
Let's talk a moment about Carrie Lake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, remember she ran for her and, you know, she made that legal claim that, you know, that her loss, you know, that she didn't lose. You know what I'm saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just like Trump did. So a judge today on Monday dismissed the only remaining claim, legal claim, in the Republican Carrie Lake's challenge of her loss in last year's race for Arizona governor, affirming that the election of Democrat Katie Hobbs. So, too bad for her. She
mm-hmm.
lost the election. And,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
we don't care. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, and Katie Hobbs basically is a Donald Trump with a vagina. So.
Well, she wanted to be his vice president, remember?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. She's MTG.
Yep.
By the way, on Monday, have everybody record Rachel Maddow. Liz Cheney is going to be on her show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about her new book.
Yeah, I want to mm-hmm. get her new
record,
book.
Record.
Mm-hmm.
So we can watch, listen to you and then go watch that.
Yeah, for mm-hmm. sure. Yeah, I want to get her new book. It's probably fascinating.
mm-hmm.
You know. Oh,
so another hypothetical. Quickly. Another hypothetical situation. What if Trump is a Republican nominee and chooses Carrie Lake or MTG, and God forbid that gets elected, and Donald Trump, you know, died choking on a chicken bone or a hamburger from McDonald's or whatever? You know, imagine either MTG or Carrie Lake as president.
Oh, my Lord. No,
yeah.
I can't.
But moving right along.
No, that's
mm-hmm.
a nightmare. And
mm-hmm.
We can't even go there.
Just too ridiculous
nothing.
Even for the megas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. No. No. No.
He could do that.
Hmm?
He absolutely could do that.
Yeah, but he's going to lose big time. There's no way. There's no way. People aren't that stupid.
I do think Melania would not want that lake woman because of the fact she's pretty.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Who knows?
Melania's a gold digger. Come on. Melania's counting her coins. Come on.
Well, yeah, she redid the divorce prenup, so she gets money, and so a lot.
Mm-hmm.
If he does anything wrong, she can walk, and he doesn't want that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine being married to Donald Trump and not have sex with him?
Puke!
I think Medina just came up. I vomited in my mouth.
Oh,
just,
Lord.
You know, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry for people listening. You know, I apologize.
Yeah.
Especially
yeah,
the ladies.
No
kidding. Oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, Ted Cruz mm-hmm. is another big hypocrite, you know.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, his legal name, he doesn't use. Let's put it this way. He doesn't use his legal name, but he introduced a bill that would keep federal mm-hmm. agencies from facing punishment for refusing to use employees' preferred pronouns or names different from their legal names.
He's got nothing better to do than that.
That exactly
isn't that ridiculous?
That's exactly what went through my mind. Don't these people have anything to do? Like the state of Texas doesn't have anything better for him to do. It says, he goes on to say, and I'll quote it, and then I'm done with it because it's sickening, but forcing anyone to use pronouns that don't accord with a person's biological sex is an unconstitutional violation of the First Amendment. Cruz said in a joint press release with the bill's co-sponsor, Republican Republican Andy Ogles, as the Supreme Court mm-hmm. held, if there are any in our constitutional constellation, it is that no official, high or petty, can prescribe what shall be orthodox in the politics, nationalism, religion, or other matters of opinion. The government has no business compelling anyone to use pronouns that contradict biological reality. And what is his real name? What is his real name?
I'm trying to remember it. It is not Ted Cruz.
No.
It's Raphael Cruz.
Yeah.
Raphael.
Yeah. Yeah. Another hypocrite.
You know, it's so weird because, you know, I'm an old lady now. I taught high school. I taught community college. I taught a little bit at the college level. My husband had a business. I worked there. I had my own business. I saw a million people through my life. I never had a problem addressing somebody. So
no.
What's the issue with this?
They make it an issue, Susie.
Seems like bullshit to me that they're bringing it up because it doesn't apply to anything.
Yeah.
And you know mm-hmm. what I'd like to see, too, because I have a master's in HR. I wonder why anybody running for office like Santas didn't have a background check at least. And then see what their real educational and work experience are, like every other damn job you go for that they check out. And here these people are getting hundreds of thousands of dollars and, supposed to run our country and then, you know, me and the Supreme Court and letting corporations be people and give all they want screwed everything up. But I just can't understand. It doesn't make sense. How can you have morons like Green and Bobart and Santos be in there and get Gates and, doesn't make any sense. They have no brains. They have done nothing, absolutely nothing, all during Trump and during Biden. They have not done one thing for our country. So why are they there? Costing us money. We're paying taxes for them.
And their wages and their health care.
Yeah, they should be fired and no pensions. You do shit and you get nothing. You know, I'd like to fire them all.
Yeah, me too.
Yes. Okay, so the last thing, because we have under 20 minutes left, and, you know, Republicans, this is a tracker for them, what they stand for, the Republican vote tracker. Since President Biden took office, Republicans voted against cheaper gas. They voted against cheaper insulin. Joe Biden worked out a deal and was passed into law where he signed it for insulin, $35, no more than...
That's only for seniors, though, on Medicare.
For seniors, yes.
Yeah,
seniors
public
Medicare, yeah.
Pays a lot, a bazillion times more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They voted against getting cheaper drugs for seniors. They voted against child tax credits. Republicans voted against student debt relief. Republicans voted against the Voting Rights Act of 1965. Republicans voted against ending gerrymandering. Gee, I wonder why. They voted against fighting climate change. No, it's a liberal hoax. They're still pushing that nonsense. Republicans voted against prosecuting rich tax cheats. They want to give more tax cuts, at least $1 billion more tax cuts to their wealthy friends. They voted against saving Roe versus Wade. They voted against veterans' health care. They want to privatize it. They voted against expelling George Santos twice. I know our next vote's supposed to be coming up soon. And who says, you know, if he's going to get expelled? Because some of them are saying that, oh, he's not been convicted in a court of law, so we're expelling him. You know, voting against veterans' health care, the voting against banning war weapons like the AR-15 or other high-power weapons of war, the voting against fighting domestic terrorism because, you know, the Proud Boys and whoever else out there are pro-Republican, pro-Trump, and, you know, these people playing G.I. Joe, basically, have got to have nothing better to do. You know, what else? Mm-hmm. They fight they're against background checks and red flag laws, Republicans keeping birth control. You know, they're against birth control and legalizing it. They want to ban the morning after pill, RU486. Mm-hmm. You know, they're against background checks and red flag laws, like I say. They're against... new roads and bridges in the infrastructure. They want to move that, even though Biden and Democrats got it through and signed into law and everything. And every country, you know, after a period of time, need infrastructure. You know, because, say, during the George Bush administration, a lot of bridges collapsing and roads deteriorating and what have you, you know. And yet still, when the infrastructure bill passed, they took credit for it, even though every one of them voted against it. You know, so the hypocrisy never ends. They're against stopping domestic violence against women. They voted against renewing the Violence Against Women Act. They're against veterans' cancer care. And finally, they're against upholding elections. You know, so these people are no good. It's not the party of Ike or the party of Lincoln anymore. They're just god-awful people who don't deserve to be in office. And, hey, Republicans, do us a favor. You say you're against big government. So do a run. You know?
Yep.
Just do a run.
Exactly.
That would be a good thing. But
you know, and knowing all of this, if you're a sane person, you know, or, you know, someone that pays attention a little bit, watches the news a little bit, you know, reads a little bit, how can you vote for something like this? How can you vote?
Because they watch Fox News. They just watch they just watch Fox News only and right wing media.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I agree. What is the other one? There's Newsmax or something. I don't know. I don't watch
them. Yeah.
ONN,
Newsmax, Breitbart Report. Yeah. ONN. Bright Bart. There are a lot of them.
Yeah.
Closing comments, though. Well, time to wrap up on everything. Do you think Trump is near justice? And, you know, the what's happening in the trial? Are we any closer to him, you know, being found guilty and have to pay more than $250 million in the New York case? And when will the RICO case? It's going to be next March, I think. Do you think is a signed, sealed, delivered verdict? Because all the evidence points to him, you know, being corrupt and lying and, you know, just not a good person. Do you expect anything other than a guilty conviction? Starting with Lori.
Well, my hope is that he does get a guilty conviction in Georgia. My hope is that he's in prison before the election, which I don't think is going to happen, but at least I hope that the... Now, I don't think the case in Georgia is going to be finished before the election. I heard that last week or the week before, and that kind of upset me. I'm hoping that they can wrap it up before the election. The one in New York, I mean, we already know it's just a matter of how much money he's got to pay. But then the Home Depot, the founder of the Home Depot made a statement saying that even if Donald Trump is convicted, he will still support his campaign. So both
I won't shop there again.
Well, he's retired from there. He is the founder. He's no longer has, you know, he no longer, but he founded Home Depot. But, you know, there is a call for a boycott against Home Depot for the statements that he made. You know, he supports Trump 110%. Even if he goes to prison, he'll support him. He gave, I think, $1 million to his campaign. If I remember right, I could bring up the article, but it's just Home Depot founder is very disappointing, you know. So I'm hoping, David, like you asked me, I'm hoping that he gets a guilty verdict. I mean, everything that we hear, all the evidence, just like with George Santos, yes, he should be convicted. He should have to go to prison. I mean, that's what the legal system is about. So he's no better than anybody else. I don't care who you are. You commit crimes like that, and these are high crimes. They're not misdemeanors. They're federal crimes. You should be in prison. You have to serve your time just like anybody else.
The classified document place was in the news all day today that they got more evidence that they made public about Perry, GOP Rep Perry and texts across, and like they plan all this stuff and how to hide things. And that just hit the fan. So that's not good for him either. And I can hardly wait. That was a federal offense. He can go to jail forever. Can't wait.
I know.
Elaine, what's your thoughts?
Well, I didn't think he was going to be found guilty in the Carroll case. But the facts were presented by a very sharp prosecutor. And they made sure that the facts were in place, and it ended up with a conviction. And he still owes the money. I do have faith in all the prosecutions that are in process, and I think each prosecutor is A1, and we will see justice.
They wouldn't have brought the cases if they didn't have a solid case. You know that. They wouldn't even have attempted it. So they got it. It's just the delays on his side and that stupid woman lawyer down in Florida. Florida case. I can't stand her. They got a rule against her because she's trying to delay that case, and he's ready to go with it.
Yeah.
So
they're trying to delay successful after the election. That's her goal.
Mm-hmm.
I know, but that can't be. No way.
Yeah, the level of stupidity it takes to be a Republican is insane, you know. Hunter Biden, he said yes, he'll come in front of the ethics committee, but he wants to make it public. So it backfired on Republicans' face, and they're saying no. So what do they have to hide from the public? Why you don't want to make it public, you know, because they want to go in the back room to bully him and to, like, spin their spin to make Hunter Biden look like a liar. You know, and Hunter Biden don't work for the government, unlike Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump, you know, who's made
a trial.
Yeah, exactly. Why isn't there an investigation in that, you know? Yeah, so the hypocrisy is, oh, God. Oy, these people.
Yeah. It's exhausting, you know, to think all of this. It's been like a cloud over our heads. Since 2015, 16, when he started, it's just been like a dark cloud. You know, people were consumed by the thought of this man, you know, becoming president again. And he wasn't even, I never considered him a president, never. I never called him president.
And the world is watching and laughing, especially Russia and China and Iran, that this is exactly what they want in Venezuela and those other dictatorships. They're thinking this is terrific, and hopefully that we would wind up in a dictatorship. I hope not. I pray not. It keeps me up at night. We got to keep our democracy and a real democracy, not this crap that's going on now.
No. And we are being warned every day. I mean, they are, you know, our representatives, like, you know, in the Senate and in the House, they are, of course, the Democrats are, and they are warning. They are putting out warnings now. I mean, they truly are, you know, making a better case for what can happen. So people just have to pay attention. If you pay attention, you won't vote Republican. That's it. It's real simple. Just have to pay attention.
Yeah.
And we got the most congressional people retiring because they can't put up with the bullshit. Excuse my
French. Yeah, 31 of them. 31 of them.
Yeah.
From both parties.
Yeah.
Lawrence O'Donnell had quite a segment, and he was talking with quite a few reporters, leading reporters, and they are sitting down. I think they've got a think tank going. They are going. They said if they don't do something, we are going to end up with Donald Trump, and we're going to lose our country. And I really think that they are sitting down. And they're going to do something about it. They're going to change. They're going to start changing the narrative.
Yeah. Yeah, they've already said that. I heard that as well. They have to change their messaging. They have to, you know, Trump is telling us what he's going to do. He's making it very clear. I mean, you can't get more clear than what he's saying, you know, about abortion, about health care, you know, Obamacare. I mean, all the way down
arresting everybody, getting rid of the DOJ, Gemini, all that stuff.
The dismantling of our government. They're telling us what they're going to do. So they have to the Democrats have to tell this story on a daily basis and say, look, this is what's happening. You know, have a right side and a left side and, you know, put it there with, you know, this is what they're going to do. This is what we want to do. This is what they're going to do. This is what we propose to do. This is what we've done as Democrats, you know. And they have to show it in black and white, simple terms, every day, every single
day. They are on the legitimate channels and everything, but it's the megas that listen to Fox and Newsmax and all those weird programs that are brainwashed. So and on the media, social media, they only watch one thing and hear one thing. They're not listening to the legitimate channels.
The latest crazy thing, Trump saying in his tour around the country, his nasty tour, is that, you know, he didn't take the oath of office. And you can hear supporters, you know, like clapping and raising hell and like, yay! I mean, we all saw him take the oath of office. So, again, he just lies and lies. Can this man ever tell the truth? Well, ladies, thank you for calling. We appreciate your call, and we thank everybody for listening. Remember, starting tomorrow, kitchenpolitics123.com, we'll have great merchandise on sale, T-shirts, coffee mugs, bumper stickers, adjustable baseball caps, and a lot more. So hopefully you can join us tomorrow, kitchenpolitics123.com. Laurie has a new article, and I'm going to work on mine to have it out next week and everything. So the next show will be Sunday coming up, and we hope you can join us then. Until then, thank you, Elaine. Thank you, Susie. And thank you for sharing across social media. We're on Facebook, and we're going to be on, what do you call that thing? Not Twitter. Instagram. Yeah, we're working on that and everything. And we're going to have some live videos. We're working on that as well. That's coming soon. So until Sunday, same time, same place, 7:30 p.m. Mountain Time, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. This has been Kitchen Politics 123 for November 30th, 2023. The topic was Season 6, Episode 11, Gaslit Nation. I'm David Franklin in New Mexico. Good night, Laurie.
Good night, David. This is Laurie Picka from Michigan. Everyone have a good evening. Thanks for calling in, Susie and Elaine. I love
you
guys.
Have a good night.
And everyone have a good night. Bye now.
Good night. Bye. Thank you.
trying to do it right. I've been living a lonely life. I've been sleeping here instead. Sleeping in my bed. So show me family, all the blood that I would bleed. I don't know where I belong. I don't know where I went wrong. I can write a song. Thank you.